Coming up, 2017, the examined year.
What happened this past year to challenge our assumptions and make us think about things in new ways?
The ways that women have been subject to grabbing and groping and, you know, this sort of premise of constant availability.
The Year in Gender Relations with Laura Kipnis from Northwestern University.
There's a sort of feudal relation that these bosses and harassers have had to women where they treat them as vassals.
Two things have happened over the course of the 20th century.
The year in democracy and social media.
We democratized enormously more. The power of elites diminished significantly.
Larry Kramer, president of the Hewlett Foundation.
And then with the advent of social media and the internet, suddenly that public is now getting exposed to massive amounts of bad information.
Join us as we shed philosophical light on the ideas and events of the past 12 months.
It's the examined year, 2017.
Coming up on Philosophy Talk. Welcome to Philosophy Talk, the program that questions everything.
Except your intelligence. I'm Ken Taylor.
And I'm Josh Landy. We're here at the studios of KALW San Francisco.
Continuing conversations that begin at Philosopher's Corner on the Stanford campus, where I teach philosophy and Josh directs the Philosophy and Literature Initiative.
Today, it's a special edition of Philosophy Talk. It's the examined year 2017. We're taking a look back at the philosophical significance of events and ideas that have shaped the last 12 months.
Because the unexamined year is simply not worth reviewing.
Later in the show, we'll be joined by some special guests to think about the year in gender relations and the year in democracy and social media.
But first, our roving philosophical reporter, Liza Veal, takes us on an audio tour of 2017. She files this report.
I love this country, and because I love this country, I am horrified by its blemishes. And this immigrant ban is a blemish, and it is un-American.
We are united in that we are all human beings, and we are all together on this horrible, painful, joyous, exciting, and mysterious ride that is being alive.
Don't be so overly dramatic about it, Chuck. You're saying it's a falsehood, and they're giving Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that. But the point remains.
Alternative facts? Look, alternative facts are not facts. They're falsehoods.
You've got Russia. If the president puts Russian salad dressing on his salad tonight, somehow that's a Russian connection.
Sean! Come on, Sean! Sean!
My body, my choice!
My body, her choice!
My body, my choice!
This is an outpouring of energy and true democracy like I have never seen in my very long life.
I'm sorry. No. There's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
Moonlight won.
This is not a joke. Moonlight has won Best Picture.
Iraq's prime minister celebrating on Saturday, saying Iraqi forces had driven the last remnants of Islamic State out of the country, 3 years after they captured around a third of Iraq's territory.
And we can't have madmen out there shooting rockets all over the place. Rocket Man should have been handled a long time ago. Little Rocket Man.
The first 9 months of 2017 were also the second hottest in nearly a century and a half.
The United States will cease
scientific agencies
all implementation
also highlighted some unusual
of the non-binding Paris Accord.
It was Hurricane Irma, the strongest hurricane to hit Florida since 2005, and Hurricane Maria, the most powerful storm to hit Puerto Rico since 1928.
Because wherever we live, whoever we are, we all share the same responsibility. Make our planet great again.
To my Republican colleagues, please don't lecture us on health care. You have no credibility on the issue of health care.
Jews will not replace us! Jews will not replace white men!
Of course we're capable. I'm carrying a pistol. I go to the gym all the time. I'm trying to make myself more capable of violence.
Jeremy Corbyn!
Rise like lions after slumber in unvanquishable number. Shake your chains to earth like dew. Ye are many, they are few.
Woo!
We are here. We are in totality. Yes. Yes. Oh, absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. We have totality is complete. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Realize when the vote is this close that it's not over. But we also know that God is always in control. You know, part of the thing, part of the problem with this campaign is we've been painted in an unfavorable and unfaithful light that it's not over.
Please, I'm not going to do anything. I swear, my children, please come in. On everything. I'm a famous guy.
I'm feeling very uncomfortable right
please
now.
Please come in now. Oh, please, I'm sorry. Just come on. I'm used to that.
Are you used to that?
Yes, come in.
I don't have a tidy soundbite for you because I've learned that when I've spoken in anger, I usually regret the way I express myself. So I've been waiting to feel less angry. And when I'm ready, I'll say what I have to say.
For Philosophy Talk, I'm Liza Veal.